Hello.
Hey Marshall, Josh here.
Yeah, are you available now?
Yep, I am available now. Apologies for the delays. I had to rush
No
somewhere and it's
problem.
all good now. All sorted.
Good. Okay, give me a second. Let me just put the
Sure,
light
sure.
on here. So we were talking about this idea that I had about, each volume. By the way, we decided we're going to call the book or volume one.
Yeah. Yep.
That's still up for grabs, huh?
That gives it a more powerful look and a more heavier version. So I think that would sound better.
Yeah, volume. Okay. All right. So I sent you my limericks of limericks. My idea is that each volume we take a list of limericks on one subject. It could be Shakespeare, it could be literature, whatever, be science. In any case, so I sent you this, and then I reviewed it, and there were some errors. So I sent you a second email with a corrected draft that I stated on the subject to delete the previous one.
Let me pull that up real quick.
Yeah.
Oops, you sent me a corrected copy. Let me download this real quick.
Yeah, it's the second one I sent that you want to use.
Yep, I have it on my end.
Okay, you got the second one.
Yep.
Okay, so you can just delete the first. And question is, if we're going to do it, if we don't have to, but if we're going to do it, do we put, like for example, if you look at the numbers on these, only the anonymous one and the first one is under 400. So if we're going to do it, maybe we shouldn't do it with the first volume. Maybe we should do it with the second. If we are going to do it, are we going to put numbers outside of the range that's in that volume? You know what I'm saying?
Got your
So
point.
that's, yeah, so that, yeah.
I think that since we only have the anonymous one and the original one below 400, we can go ahead and mention this in the second book in that case.
Yeah, I think so. It'll fit better than that. So we shouldn't do
Yep,
any of
because
this
of
in any special subjects in the first, then add it to the second volume. Okay.
I wouldn't
Yeah.
vouch for that because just adding two of these on the first volume wouldn't give it a more uniform look.
Yeah, then we'd
So
have to
that is one
give,
thing.
but we'd have to give numbers greater than 400, as it would be a preview possibly, or we just probably just wait. Do it in the second volume, and then each additional volume choose another subject. How's that sound?
I think we should give it a touch and include this in the second volume. Reason being that is going to give the book a more unique look. Like this is something that we're doing in the second volume
Okay.
with in addition to limericks of limericks. So that is just my
Okay.
understanding and my point of view. That would sound look better.
Yeah, I agree. All right. So then we're pretty much done. I think the next step is for you guys to send me back a final draft for review.
I'm just sharing this draft with you. I am the file that we were working on right now. I am sharing that with you right now. You can go through the file. The team also worked on adding the alphabetical limericks towards the end, where they've only worked on limericks which are less than 400 on this particular one. There are still minor revisions which we're going to add later down. We are just like one call away from having this finalized. So what I'm going to do now is because tomorrow is the weekend. I'm sending the file over to you right now, the one that we worked on right now, with the addition of
Okay.
team sorting out the alphabetical listings. So you can take these 2 days just just go through the, you've already let me know about the changes that needs to be done, so those are catered. You can just go through the alphabetical listing and see if that is exactly how we should proceed forward or if there's an additional idea so that we don't waste these 2 days either. So I will be sharing the file within the next, like, 10 to 15 minutes, and then you can review that over the weekend.
All right, so when I review it, then you'll then you people will work on putting it together in this final draft form now?
Yep, absolutely. So we're just 2 steps away. Once I'm going to share this file with you, we're going to get one quick call where we're going to work on just the final editions that we can do. And after that, whatever file I will be sharing, that will be the final file. So we're just like one call away. That is just going to take 10, 15 minutes. And after that, we're going to proceed forward and have everything sorted out. So we're just towards the final stage.
All right. So then when you're putting it all together, including the correct spacing and everything like that, then do I get to see that before it's actually printed or published?
Absolutely, absolutely. So whatever file is going to be published, that is going to be shared with you before we publish or print. So everything will be proceeded forward after your approval only.
Okay, so how do we, once it's published, how do we, who decides how many hardback, softback, electronic version, blah, 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 you know, the format?
We can go ahead and publish all the three versions. So the book can be available on ebook format. The book can be published on paperback format and hardcover as well. So we're going to go ahead and have this published on all three platforms so that whichever, for example, if I am going on Amazon and I want to buy a book, let's just leave that to the users if they prefer purchasing a paperback version or a hardcover version, because it would be at no cost to you. So let's proceed forward and have all the three formats available so that it's easier for the clients and the customers to choose what suits them the best. Because obviously if I am a reader, my personal preference is paperback because that would occupy less space and I can carry it in my daily backpack. While you know that there are those users as well that would want to keep the book safe as well and they prefer hardcover.
That's me.
Yep.
So what about if I want, let's say, you know, so many copies of softback and so many hardback that I could sell. How do I just pay for them at the market price or what? How do I do that? Hello? I think we got cut off. Hello?
Yep, am I audible?
Yeah, now you are. I think we lost you for
sure. Yep. So once the book is finalized, because the printing price is based on the page count and everything, so once we have the book formatted and finalized, then is the best time when I can check with the printing team of the cost and everything with what the exact page count would be, and I will be reaching out to you on that.
Okay. So but when I order my own books, for like some of them I have to give to family and others, I can actually have book signings and sell. But obviously, I'd want to get that for less than the market prices. Is there adjustments for that?
Yep, we are surely going to check on that. I personally am going to check on that. And whatever the fastest way would be, I would be suggesting you the same. Because obviously, if you want to sell it from your end, you would need to keep some profits as well. So whatever the best way would be, even if our pricing would be more than the cost price or anything like that, I am going to be crystal clear with you and I'm going to sort the best way out, whatever the best or the fastest and the cost efficient way would be for you.
Okay, sounds good. Now, we haven't finalized the book cover yet.
Yep, so I will have the name changed as well where you like the version that I shared last with you, where the boxes and everything were clarified and we changed the color as well. I am just going to have my illustration team revise the book to volume. We're going to have that change as well. Instead of book one, we're going to have it rectified to volume one. And once that is rectified, I'm going to share that with you by Monday as well.
Okay. And then, of course, there's the legal issues of,
Yep,
you know,
I had a word with... Yep, let me give you an idea on that as well. We couldn't have a word on that. I had a word with my team on that as well, and the associate that deals with all the legal matters from my end was available for a call. So if there's a time that you can let me know, I can have your call scheduled with him.
Oh, okay. So I'll talk to him directly. There are just two issues. Number one, is it sufficient that I stated in the footnote, that the majority of the quotes in the footnotes were from Wikipedia, or because I don't want to have to quote the reference for each one. It's not an academic book by any means. And the second question is whether the pattern that we chose for the cover, which is based on Wordle, is okay to use without their consent or so, you know, that sort of thing.
I got your point. I had a meeting last time as well, and I am personally going to get in touch as well. If you would want the call to be scheduled today, I surely can forward the message and have him give you a call today. So let me know whatever time suits the best.
Yeah, let's
Perfect.
Do it, because today's pretty slow for me.
Perfect. Let me have a word, and I'm going to call you before I have the call scheduled. All right? So I'm going to have a meeting, and I'm going to get back to you within the next 15 minutes, and I'm going to let you know the time.
All right. Sounds good.
Thank you for your time, Marshall.
Thanks, Josh. Okay. Bye.
Have a great day. Bye.
Bye-bye.